Let's see. Coming up next, we have Ceramic Hello from their 80 or 81 release, Absence of a Canary. And the track is Gestures.
You so admire. walking around so amiably. And this pomegranate. Want to see you all the time. Want to talk to you all the time. Thank you.
That was Burzum with Jesus's Todd, which is German for death. That album was actually recorded by him in 1994, but had to be put on hold until he got out of prison and was finally released a couple years later. Before that, we had John Bender with Decomposition, which was an experimental electronic track he did for the second half of a compilation, a local like Cincinnati compilation called On Record. Before that, we had Ceramic Hello with their song Gestures. That's from their 1981 album Absence of a Canary. And I have a few other radio programs here that I would like to recommend to you. Here's some info about one of them.
The Sunrise Ocean Bender sets sail every Monday morning, 1 to 3 a.m., to find something for your ears and something for your head. From psych to prog to pop and whatever tributary we can find on the way, and right back around again. There might be a map, but the destination is always up for grabs. If it all goes right, we may get lost. So meet me at the muster station. There's no better way to start the week, because it might be a long one. The Sunrise Ocean Bender with me, Mr. Atavist, on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond.
Your home for Democracy Now! Weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. is 97.3 Richmond Independent Radio.
All right, well, we're getting down to the bottom of this playlist here, 3 hour long playlist. Next we've got, actually I'll let it be a surprise, a kind of interesting assortment in this next short set.
Androgynous mind.
You're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. This is Robert with Rediscovering the 20th Century. We just heard Rodion Shedrin with Ancient Melodies of Russian Folk Songs, number 5, for cello and piano. Before that was Getachew Mekuria, the Ethiopian saxophone player with the Dutch anarchist band The X. They were... track Ainoki Turabu from a live performance. I think that was in 2006. And that set started with Sonic Youth with an androgynous mind from experimental jet set Trash and No Star. I guess this is going to be the last set, so I'll just go ahead and announce it all now. Up next, we have Crash Course in Science with Flying Turns, followed by Shushu with Hives Hives, Cocteau Twins with Hitherto, Psychic TV with Message from the Temple, and Gowns' Cheryl Lee. I hope you enjoy it.
to the height. You're adjusting slightly, knowing that you might. Lying up against the wall, resubmitting, you won't fall. At the nervous center, it's not threatening at all.
Never play with the pokes. Throw my head out the window and cement my feet into the dark.
The temple strives to end personal laziness and engender discipline, to focus the will on one's true desires in the belief gathered from experience that this maximizes and makes happen all those things that one wants in every area of life. Explore daily your deepest desires, fantasies, and needs. Gradually focusing on what you really would like to happen in a perfect world, a perfect situation. Taking away all restrictions and practical considerations. What you'd really want. Then, decide to try and do it. The mere visualization of that true goal begins the process that makes it happen. Clean out the trappings and debris of compromise, of what you've been told is reasonable for a person in your circumstances. Be clear in admitting your real desires. Discard all irrelevancies. Ask yourself who you want as friends, if you need or want to work, what you want to eat. Check and recheck everything deeper and deeper, more and more precisely, to get closer to and ultimately integrate with your real self. Once you are focused on yourself internally, the external aspects of your life will fall into place. They have to. Skeptics will say they simply don't believe this psychic process works, but it does. It is the key to the temple.
gotta look it in the eyes and say that I don't believe. You've gotta hold it underwater so you'll see where it bleeds. You've gotta stare into the mirror until you name this disease. You've gotta know. Gotta write down all your symptoms, even though it's obscene. You gotta stay there underwater till you get yourself clean. You gotta keep on going till you feel finally free. You've gotta know.